KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
There we go. It is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and we're getting closer to that all the time. Today, I have got Emily Sinkhorn joining me, and we are talking about a whole variety of different things here on Happy Trails. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Are you there?
Yes.
Now
Hello.
You're there. Now you're there.
Okay.
Oh, you're there. Someone messed with the buttons here.
Awesome.
But now they're all set. Alrighty. Fantastic. All right, so it's just you and me today. Not a problem, because we've got lots of things on the agenda to talk about. Starting off with the Annie and Mary Rail Trail.
Yeah, so May is a really busy month, and there's a lot going on. But the thing that I find most exciting is that May is Bike Month. And so I don't know if it's just the weather, but I also think it's part of the Humboldt Bike Month Challenge, because I've seen lots of people out on bikes so far this month.
Yeah, well, the weather's been fantastic, although it's going to rain today and probably the rest of the week.
Yes, so it's been fantastic this first half of the month, and we've had a trail summit at the beginning of the month. There's a lot of momentum for trails in Humboldt, as we've been talking about for this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the projects that was featured in the open house of the trail summit is the City of Arcata's planning of the Annie and Mary Trail. And we've had city staff on Happy Trails and a couple months ago to talk about this project. But the City of Arcata has a planning grant through Caltrans to plan the next kind of phase of trails in Arcata. And for this to be a section of trail that ties into the greater vision of the Annie and Mary Trail between Arcata and Blue Lake. And this segment is within city limits of Arcata from the end of the Foster Avenue Trail at Sunset Avenue and the Arcata Skate Park, and then heads north, really connecting neighborhoods in North Arcata all the way towards Valley West and the Alder Grove Industrial Park. And as we know, the community of Valley West is really cut off for walking and biking from the rest of Arcata by
right.
Highway 299 and Highway 101.
Mm-hmm.
And so this trail would really enable a lot more of those connections. And also, the planning does not stop there. What's really exciting is that the city is taking the trail to the first pump station park from the water district on the Mad River.
Oh, so wow.
Extending all the way down West End Road, kind of another mile. And so this is really exciting.
Fantastic. What kind of trail is this proposed to be?
Yeah, so it's definitely proposed to be a multi-use trail that would be for a lot of different modes, for walking, for biking, and we've gotten a lot of comments that people are really excited to connect the Arcata Ridge Trail to the Mad River for mm-hmm. equestrian use. So the trail's probably going to look different in different places, especially when the trail is more in the riparian and woods area, parallel to West End Road. And so it really will serve a variety of purposes.
Man, that is fantastic. And what kind of timeline are we looking at for this?
Well, the City of Arcata's project kind of goes through the end of the year. And then this will really set the city up for applying for money for design and construction through the Active Transportation Program, which our region has been pretty successful at. It's what is funding the final 4 miles of the Humboldt Bay Trail.
Right.
And so the next call for projects for that will likely be next summer.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and what is exciting is if you are in North Arcata today, the city will have an informational booth as part of one of the kind of last of the series of outreach events this April and May, and you can come and learn about the trail during lunchtime. So we'll be near the Food Works building in Alder Grove Industrial Park at Erickson Court and Erickson Way. kind of in that area. And this is a really big employment center in the city of Arcata. A lot of businesses are located here. A lot of people work here. And you can come by and see the preliminary designs and alternatives for the trail alignment so far. You can also see renderings of what the trail would look like through different sections of the city and give your feedback. So that'll be at Erickson Way and Erickson Court from 11 to 2 today.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. And I assume it's free. Everyone's invited.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We'll just have a little pop-up table, and especially because the rain might start. But hopefully we'll have a good turnout. So far, the city has been getting some really helpful comments and feedback, not only from businesses in this area, but along the entire trail corridor. And again, we're the city is looking at multiple alignments, whether that is on the Annie and Mary rail corridor for a rail with trail or a rail to trail options, or also being in the public road right-of-way, mostly along West End Road.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the options right now for a north-south trail. So it'd be great to get feedback on that.
Sure. Absolutely. Fantastic. And, of course, we had the, you mentioned it at the top of the broadcast, the Trails Summit, which took place at the Kate Buchanan Room. And that was... on May 4th, on Star Wars Day, may the 4th be with you. And that was quite a thing. Now, unfortunately, you were out of town on that day, right?
Yeah, I was, but we got a lot of great recaps from people and really positive comments about it being such a really feel-good community event that focused not only on the vision of the Great Redwood Trail, but also on all the local projects that are happening and are in progress and momentum, you know, with momentum growing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was there front row and enjoying that thing. And Hank Seaman did an amazing job really detailing, you know, all the things that are happening here locally. And it's a lot. It is a lot. There's a lot going on here locally. And of course, our Senator McGuire, he was kind of like the star of the show, but he handed it off to a lot of other people who were giving details about the Great Redwood Trail, and then kind of did like a town hall meeting sort of afterwards, where he's kind of like had the mic Donahue style, was running around the room and talking with folks, answering questions, and the overarching thing that he says is it has to be done carefully, not fast. It has to be done right. Talking about the Great Redwood Trail. That was one of the big themes that he was talking about. You know, taking the time, doing it right.
Yeah, that's great. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this state vision, and really through the leadership of Senator McGuire, and also just the decades of work of local trail advocates to get to this point, and decades of work from local organizations that have been really trying to understand what NCRA has been doing, you know, all these
right.
years. It took a lot to get here, and now I'm really excited to see how the planning process, the master planning process for this trail will go, and how that will look along the whole kind of length of the North Coast, and particularly in getting a lot of deep involvement from local communities and the local jurisdictions that likely will be building and maintaining a lot of these segments.
Right. And McGuire kind of started off by not sugarcoating the transition. He says, we are here at the formal launch of the transition from the bankrupt North Coast Railroad Authority to the creation of a world-class trail system. Was talking about how the North Coast Railroad Authority, its sole purpose at this point is to basically make the transition from a railroad to this great Redwood Trail. Then he was talking about how there's going to be probably some interim agency that will take charge of it before there is another agency that will permanently take charge of it.
Yeah, it's really
a process.
Complex, and you know, it stretches along Senator McGuire's whole jurisdiction, so it's really helpful to have that that leadership, because we need that at the state level to have really gotten this far.
Mm-hmm. He also talked about the fact that, you know, there's about $10 million worth of debt that needs to be cleared off the books that the NCRA has in order to move forward, and that is actually part of the process. We also had Mike Wilson, who, of course, is with the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, get up and basically praise the crowd for the large amount of letters and phone calls and emails people did to the governor in support of SB 1029, which he said that really made a huge difference in getting that to pass.
Yeah, really did, and it really shows that there is a lot of interest for use of this corridor that connects so many of our communities, and to have a transportation use again, viable transportation use again on that corridor would really help our communities in so many ways.
Yep.
Health-wise, economy-wise, tourism-wise, quality of life. So that's it's really exciting that we'll have a lot more updates on the Great Redwood Trail in this next year, next 2 years.
Absolutely. And, of course, one of the big things that has to happen is Northwest Road Authority. One of the big things they need to do to help make the transition is to get that corridor rail banked, because that is the only way to preserve that right away.
Yes. Yeah. And luckily we have a lot of partners that are helping us, you know, and helping the state with that. It was great to see that Rails to Trails Conservancy was at the summit as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were terrific. And they were kind of talking about all the various different success stories throughout the country and basically saying that this right here, this 300-mile corridor, will be the largest rail-to-trail story in our country's history once we get this thing done.
Yes, it's amazing to think of that. And that's a great statistic. I'm like, let's just get a few more miles start with.
it's kind of amazing. And, and McGuire said, you know, this is a challenge. You know, this is going to be a lot of different agencies, a lot of different counties partnerships, both public and private, to get this thing to go to fruition. He said, but there's a lot of excitement in all the counties that it's going to be zipping through, you know, Marin, Sonoma, Mendocino, Trinity, you know, Humboldt. It's going to be zipping through a lot of different counties, and there seems to be a lot of excitement along the corridor to get this to happen.
Yeah, certainly, and it's also just exciting to have more coordination among trail advocates across the counties.
Yep.
So that's because we all face some, you know, similar challenges with the rail corridor, and a lot more of that coordination is starting to happen.
Yeah, and of course, since Senator McGuire was there, I had a chance to talk with him one-on-one and invite him back to Happy Trails, because last time we talked, it was just a concept. This bill had not passed. It is now passed, and there's so much more that has happened. I said it's time for him to come back on the show. He agreed to that. So that'll be coming up in the next few weeks, I assume.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so much is going to happen pretty quickly.
Yep. Yep. And so he'll be able to for those who weren't at the trail summit, he'll be able to detail a lot more of the stuff than I'm talking about right now. And if you want to read about it, Stephanie McGeary did a great write-up following the thing in the Lost Coast Outpost. You can just, in the search thing, just type in Trails Summit, and you'll be able to find the article right there. It's, of course, still there. It's one of the nice things about digital. Kind of lasts forever.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we want to touch on?
Well, just that we are in the middle of Bike Month Humboldt. And just in 2 days is the Eureka Bike to Work Day. So there have been events happening all month, but the Eureka Bike to Work Day rally this Thursday at noon at the Old Town Gazebo is probably one of the events that draws the most people and most kind of businesses. There's several competitions. There's just people hanging out, get snacks. It's a real feel-good time. to really show support for the bicycle as a valid, viable transportation choice and option. There have been kind of joint commutes on Wednesdays, Wheelin Wednesdays, on every Wednesday, 7 a.m., leaving from the Arcata Co-op. And that's a great way if you're interested in trying a longer commute, you know, between Eureka and Arcata. It's a way to kind of start that with a group, which makes it a lot easier and people to learn from and just to try it out.
Sure.
So that's happening tomorrow morning. And there are a lot of events and group rides to a lot of pancake breakfasts happening. And so you can find out all of those things, again, at bikemonthhumboldt.org. And that will direct you to a page. You can click on calendar.
Great.
Yeah. A lot happening.
A lot happening, that is for sure. And the nice thing is, I mean, there's a lot of people who have fairly short commutes. And, you know, if you have a fairly short commute, this isn't a huge commitment, but it's a different way of doing it. A lot of people just don't think about the fact that you could hop on your bike and, you know, and make it to work. And it's not a big deal, but it's, you know, you're doing your part to not only help the environment, but also keep you in shape.
Yeah, and it's fun, and there's a lot of different fun incentives and challenges with the Bike Month challenge this year. So definitely go to Bike Month Humboldt and check it out. It's not too late to start.
Absolutely. Yeah, Emily, thank you so much for all this great information. And
yeah.
And we will look forward to getting Mike McGuire back on the show. He is always a font of great energy and good information as well.
Yeah, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Alrighty, this conversation on Happy Trails you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.